Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I decide this is too much for me. I cannot go to a dance party at 11:30 at night right now when I'm shitting my pants and I don't know if I'm in a safe space socially. So I bail. I fucking bail on the whole thing.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
My mother is a sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
Thank you. And my son is a stand-up comic, a mime, and of course, a Buddhist clown.
Together we chat about sex. And mother, do you want to explain why we do that?
We want to break down the barriers of what the people talk about.
Yeah.
Get rid of some shame, have a good laugh, be informative.
That's it.
That's it.
If you can talk about your own sex life, you can talk about, you're basically accepting yourself in a way. So we're trying to have
people accept themselves.
Spread that little gospel. All right. This is the Monday Morning After Show.
The Monday Morning After Show is a fun show because we get to share with you what listeners have commented and all different platforms, either through Instagram or voicemails or text messages at Yes Text Mom.
Yeah. So if you're loving this and you're like, oh, I want to participate, just hit us up, either text us or leave us a voicemail at Yes Text Mom.
And join the party.
Join the party. I think this is gonna be a great episode.
I do too. And I know.
We got a lot of great. Let's start with little life updates on our end.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. Well, for one thing, we got these stickers. So this is part of our life because we're planning to do another run of stickers, obviously, because my mother has committed to now giving everyone who's left us a fucking review stickers. So we're doing another run. We're going to be including these stickers that have QR codes that say Sex Talk with My Mom that we expect you to vandalize your city with. So yeah.
Plaster them over subways.
Put them in bathrooms. So we'll send those out along with our
stickers,
our traditional merch sticker. So you'll get two now for free.
Yeah, just so you know. Mm. I was ready to just put them in a business envelope and ship them out. But Cam, of course, has to be perfectionistic about this. And he went out and bought personalized stationery and he wants to write a personalized card. And
how about the stamps?
The stamps have to be certain. What?
I stamped these. I went to a Japanese store called Muji, which if you guys are around, you should go to because it's one of my favorite places on earth. Although I heard the people that work there were complaining about working there. So maybe it's a good place to shop, but not necessarily buy or to work.
Okay, but whatever the case may be, you're babbling right now about Muji. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
It's a nice Japanese store.
Yeah, only you would spend like an hour in a Japanese store making little prints or stamps of different, what is it, an eggplant? What did you stamp?
You guys will see the ones I got. If you want, by the way, if you...
A personalized letter from Cam.
If you want these stickers... We are still running this little until the end of the month. So you have a few days left. Leave us an iTunes review and let us know that you left the review by emailing us or sliding into our DMs. Our email is sextalkwithmymom@gmail.com.
And of course, you can get it on Patreon.
Yeah, you'll get it on Patreon. Basically, get in touch with us. Let us know that you did the review and we will send you these dope ass stickers.
That's patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Okay. So here's a little life update. That was more of a show update. This is a life update.
Life update.
So as some of you might know, I live with my brother. We have a wonderful little time.
A younger brother.
Younger brother. He's 5.5 years younger.
So you're almost like, and you've always kind of been, even when you were much, much younger, his dad.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. You were always, even when your father was alive, you would always call the dad because you would be very like, make sure that Jeremy says thank you when he gets out of a car.
I was the disciplinarian.
You enforced.
Well, were you going to be the disciplinarian?
No.
Fuck no, you weren't.
I used to hate when kids would go, Mrs. Potter. I'm like, no, I'm not your goddamn grandmother. No. Just call me Karen.
And I, as a 7-year-old, wanted to be called Mr. Potter.
No, but you were always.
No one called me that.
You were very, into etiquette.
I would think that it'd be extended beyond just manners.
Yeah, you were good about telling that your brother that when
I taught
he
him
gets,
how to peen a pot.
Yeah, you taught him that. You taught him to say please and thank you when he gets out of a car.
Okay, in any case, you have to understand, my brother and I have grown up to become different human beings.
If you ever imagine the Odd Couple with Felix and Oscar and being completely different, that's you and your brother.
If you have been listening to the show, you might suspect that I'm a little bit, I can at times be high strung. I don't party like crazy. keep a pretty low-key life, but my brother, on the other hand, is a chill-ass dude.
But there's always a party going on.
There's always a party at our place because he invites his friends over all the time, which is great.
He literally has made so many friends.
Yeah. Okay.
He's been here.
I don't give a fuck about his friends.
Yeah, I can't. I'm just explaining the backstory here.
Okay.
Basically, he's been here for, less than 2 years?
Yeah, in L.A., over a year.
He and I drove out here in August. So yeah,
and this is becoming a boring episode, Mother.
Okay. Basically, you guys are so different. He likes to party his ass off, and you, on the other hand, are more sedate Buddhist.
So he tells me that he's moving out because he wants to move in with his three other friends into a big house and do, you know, basically bro out. You know.
Yeah, he was in a frat. You know the whole story.
So. I understand that he wants to move out, and he's, you know, the little bird has got to flee the nest at some point.
But he is such a happy, pleasant to be kid.
I fucking love living with this kid.
I did too.
And so I've been, the past week, I've been like kind of mourning the loss of him. Aww. quietly. I did start crying at my friend's place the other day.
God.
I know, isn't that crazy? I never cry. And that's not necessarily something I'm proud of. I would actually wish I could cry more, but I rarely cry, and I started tearing up.
Okay, and you rightfully so, and it doesn't get easier either. Because when I live with him, when I live with him, and then he wasn't around anymore, and his friends didn't come around anymore, me and Dee's went into a state of depression.
Yeah, so he's a real fun person
to be around.
Awesome kid. So I was devastated with his leaving. So as a result, I've become much more aware. I've become much more aware of how important relationships are.
Oh.
And the times these days I have a much greater sensitivity to spending time with people I care about and when I'm taking them for granted. Sometimes I think this happens between us, actually.
I think it happens a lot. You just take me for granted all the time.
I actually think the vice versa.
I take you for granted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think we take each other for granted.
Occasionally, just in subtle ways. Like, you know, we're not so excited to see each other like we would be if we didn't see each other. Like,
speak for yourself. No, I'm always excited to see you.
I'm just saying it's a natural thing that if you see someone every day, you're not going to be like amazed when you see them again the next day. You
right.
kind of just, it becomes routine.
Yeah. And I have to make an appointment to see your brother. I mean, it's got to be like, well, I could fit you in between like 7 p.m. on a Wednesday till 8.
And then when you're with him, you're probably ecstatic.
I'm thrilled. Are you
kidding
Whereas
me? With me, you can, you know, you don't give a, you can, you know, you can give a shit. So
it's not there.
So actually what I've started to do, and I did this the other day with a couple friends of mine. Because I have this increasing sensitivity to when, you know, I'm taking my company for granted, I've started to think about it being the last time for a while that I'm going to be spending time with these people.
Oh my God, as if you're living every day, is this your last?
Well, it's like a little thought exercise.
Oh, and then make it really pleasurable.
And then it becomes pretty special.
You do that with me?
I'm going to try. I'm trying to do that now. I'm going to pretend like this is our last podcast we ever record. There's a little sadness there.
Oh, this is the Buddhist side that comes out.
This is the Buddhist side. And by the way, this is also, this reminds me of something that Esther Perel suggested.
What?
Esther Perel is a major sex therapist. she has talked about the most common question that we experience, which is, you know, I've been in a relationship for a long time. How do I spice things up? And she says the solution is quite simple. You have to remind yourself that you do not own the other person.
And they could leave at any time.
Bingo.
Oh, you think I don't think this way about D's?
You have to remind yourself that he can leave at any time?
Especially when he's snoring in the middle of the night.
That's your way to begin appreciating him again.
Or appreciating what would happen if he wasn't there. Just kidding.
Oh, that's funny.
Sometimes I do. I have to think to myself, what if he was with another woman? And I all of a sudden this little like jealous side gets it. And then I'm like, ooh. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great way to spice
it up. I'm
still
turned on by him. Sometimes we would actually play a little game. We'd go into a restaurant together or a bar and sit at the bar in different places and then pretend like we just met each other and have like a whole conversation as if we were both like.
It's very cute.
It is cute.
Anyway, so those are just some thoughts that came to mind. But I also want to share a quick experience.
The Hobbit Hole?
No. So because of all of the, because of, you know, this loss, I've been trying to spend more time with my brother before he heads away. So
has he had the similar feelings of loss?
Zero. Completely. It is so one-sided. He has not expressed any remorse. I mean, he did say it's when I brought it up and said, by the way, I'm devastated. He said, oh yeah, you're making me sad. And I was like, fuck dude. I just kind of mean it as a sweet thing. I think he loves me though, which
he
is nice.
He totally adores you, but okay. It is probably time for him to like, you know,
bro out. Okay. So I came home the other night to a fermentation fest.
Yeah. He
pickles shit. He ferments like how he was making habanero spicy sauce.
He makes
salsas.
He makes his own beer. I think this is the allure of someone like that. He has so many passions that it's hard to not get excited when you're around him. If it's not doing that, he's playing karaoke.
He literally was fermenting all this food and he brought over all his friends. So anyway, I came home. I went to dinner. I came home and they're still there. And he's like, oh, dude, you got to. Oh, I should also preface this by saying I was having terrible stomach pain and cramps.
Is this psychological?
No, I think I ate a pea soup. I also think I was coming off the sickness, but I ate a pea soup that really exacerbated my pains. So anyway, I felt like I was about to shit my pants, but they're all pre-gaming. It's like 10 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night. And he's like, you should come with me to this dance party. And I was like, all right, you know, YOLO, you only live with your brother once. I'm going to make him the most of this. So
is that yo bro?
Yeah, I guess so. Yo bro. So, you only bro once. Okay. So I was like, I don't really want to drink. Cause if I drink right now, I'm going to shit my pants. So I need to somehow ingest weed, but I don't want to smoke weed because I get so fucking high usually and I have no way to control that. So I want to eat weed because I found in very low doses, that could be the best solution for me. So I asked my brother if he has any edibles, and of course he does. So he goes in his corner.
Can I make a note here for our listeners that it is legal in California to have weed?
Okay, so he goes into his room, and on the floor in the corner in like a pile of dust bunnies, he pulls out this open package of weed brownie. Okay?
Oh.
And he takes it out and he's like, you want some of this? And I'm like, what? That does not look appealing. It's like, there's like a quarter left. There's dust. It's like half falling off.
And how old was this?
Gross. Disgusting. And I look at the top of it. And so
it wasn't even in the refrigerator. It was like moldy under his bed.
Yes. So he said he had just eaten it the other day. And I, you know, for me, 5 milligrams of THC will get me to where I need to be. Okay?
Five
milligrams.
I think one.
2.5 gets me a little happy and 5 will get me to where I need to go.
I can't ingest any of that.
So I look at the package and the brownie says that there are 350 milligrams of THC in it.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Taking 70 times the recommended dosage, at least for me. Okay. So I said,
no. Well, I'm a little concerned too. How is he ingesting all that? Well he wasn't doing it all at once.
No, he said he took like half of it the other day and he said he felt like he was going to die. So
why didn't he just throw it out?
I said, why are we doing this then? And he goes, all right, you don't want any? And go, no. And then he takes a bite. And I'm like, oh, fuck. He just took a big ass bite and now he's going to be high as fuck. I just like letting my brother do his alone. No, I'm going to do it with him.
Oh,
yo, bro. Right.
Yeah.
So I take a little tiny bite. Okay. And then I walk out of his room where the two of us did this. And I realize he says something that indicates to me that he is a little inebriated. He's already drunk. Okay. And I was like, by the way, are you getting bored by this story?
No, this is hilarious.
Okay,
keep going.
Okay, so he says something that makes me think he's a little drunker than I expected. And then I start panicking because I'm like, what the fuck did I just ingest? And is he aware that this is going to affect me in a major way? How am I going to be at a dance party with a bunch of people?
This is what you were not upset about, the fact that your brother, in this show of solidarity, ingested weed. Because he
took it first.
He wanted you to feel comfortable.
So I was very nervous that I had completely overdosed him.
That's what I'm saying. That, no,
I was extremely nervous about that. That was my biggest concern.
Your eyes are very wide right now.
I was terrified. Okay? So even before...
You got paranoid.
I got completely paranoid. Panic attacks and start ensuing. And while, you know, I was cramping all day, I wanted to poop. I could not poop. Because the panic attack ensues and I literally cannot stop shitting. I'm
your
just
pants?
Pouring shit out of my ass.
Wait, all the kids are over and you are like hogging.
I'm hogging the bathroom, are coming in and out. So at the same time, I'm like, okay, if I'm going under, like if I start getting really high, I better be like in a safe space with regard to these people.
What are you talking about?
I want to be friends with these people. I want them to take care of me.
Oh my God.
I want to be able to trust them.
These are young
kids? So I'm just socializing like a motherfucker. Okay?
Wait, these young kids are like trying to have a good time.
And I'm just trying to make like lifelong friendships.
And this old cocker who's almost going to be 30 years old is with a bunch of 24-year-olds.
Yes.
Acting like trying to bro up with them.
I'm trying to bro up so hard.
Like,
so
give me an example of what you were saying to them.
Literally asking about their life stories, trying to joke around about the drinking game that they're playing, I'm not playing.
Of course.
So I'm like I'm trying to socialize, but I have to shit. So I'm running back and forth between the party and the bathroom and shitting like crazy and then taking pit stops in to see with my brother to see if he's high out of his mind.
And were you worried about him?
So worried. Okay.
And how was he? Completely fine, probably.
I don't think he felt a thing. So I decide this is too much for me. I cannot go to a dance party at 11:30 at night right now when I'm shitting my pants and I don't know if I'm in a safe space socially. So I bail. I fucking bail on the whole thing. I say, no, I'm out. I go into my room. I put on a candle. I light a candle. I put on an Alan Watts video that is meant for people who are having a bad trip on psychedelics.
What?
Yes.
What kind of video is this?
It just starts talking about vicious cycles of your mind. It's actually quite brilliant.
Did it calm you down or did it get
you
anxious?
Oh, yeah. I put it on. I played it like 3 or 4 times in a row. Candle. And then I started doing laundry. I started folding laundry. That's how I spent my Saturday night while they went to the dance party. And I worried the whole time that my brother was out of his fucking gourd.
Okay. Okay.
Only to find out the next morning that he was did not even remember taking the edible because he was so drunk. And also he was not hungover or affected by the edible whatsoever.
Which is so typical Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, so this whole night exemplifies the differences between you and your brother.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a long ass story.
One of the funniest.
That was worthwhile.
It was definitely. And if you guys like the story, please text us at Yes Text Mom. If you've had any experiences with a sibling,
it's another one of those experiences where my panic about panicking was so great that.
But I understand.
This is
that.
Like the pregnancy scare.
Yeah. I mean, I do understand that in general. Sometimes when you get high, you're like completely focused on trying to be straight, so no one knows that you're high.
I wasn't even high. I never even got that high.
I'm trying to make this sense sound at least that you have some
sort of... At best, my hands got a little warmer.
Don't start even talking about your fucking raging ass, no, I wasn't. Burning ass...
Dick?
Dick,
no,
yeah.
My dick was not getting warm.
Okay, thank God.
Actually, my libido has been shot recently. Anyway, we don't need to talk about this. Go on.
Okay. So anyway, this caused... All right, you decide, you call me up and you go, I'm manifesting what I want. I want a little quote unquote fairy house. Now, for those of you listening, Cam is not gay, nor are you a big fan of fairies, are you?
Who wouldn't want to live in a fairy dream house?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what you say. I just want to get a small standalone house that, you know, I can feel like I can meditate in there. I can be by myself. I won't have to worry about other people coming in and out.
A little hermitage.
So what happened is that today you found your little habit hole.
I found
the troll house.
There was an accident and these people put on Craigslist this little troll house that wasn't even available yet.
What do you mean an accident?
Because it was not supposed to go on the market until another month from now.
Oh, but it ended up getting on the market. Okay.
So I'm the only one that checked it out.
To me,
so
that's
hopefully,
fate.
And it turns out it's a little troll house.
It is literally a troll house. I don't think you have a lot of excess space in there, but you'll have a good outdoor space. It has little orange trees.
Speaking
outside.
Of space in an apartment, do you want to share about your little situation?
Oh, so I...
Because you also moved.
I had a little anxiety too, which is something that I think you'll relate to, Cam.
I think I inherited it, mother.
Yeah, because your dad was not at all anxious at all. Like, I used to like say, I thought I like wake him up in the moment. I'm like, I think I see like a little blood in the toilet. And when I went to the bathroom, and he'd go, blood in the toilet. Every time I shit, a whole bowl turns bright red. The whole toilet bowl turns right red. I'm like, I felt so much better then, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So anyway.
That's great.
I have a little anxiety as well.
Okay.
And I moved in with these. And I've been wanting to go into this certain apartment building for a while. And I don't want to tell you where it is because it's creepy to know where I live. But anyway, it's a nice place. It's a very exciting
place. No one's asking.
It got a really good deal on the rent.
Mama.
The point is I got a good deal on the rent and it was like I've been manifesting that I wanted to live here for a long time and I got it and I got very excited about it. So I had you come over and we decided to plan the furniture and we figured everything out.
I've been to this fucking apartment 4 times by the time she's moved in. Okay.
With me. Okay. So everything was going great and I move in and that night I realized that there's only, it's got a place for my bed. It's a nice bedroom. It's got a nice kitchen. It's got everything, a big, great room. It's got a little tiny room for the podcast studio, but it only has one closet in the entire place. So where do I put everything? Like there's no, I mean, I have to, first of all, share a closet with Deez, which is no easy feat because he's a clothes horse. And secondly, there's no room for anything else.
Is clothes horse a thing?
Yes.
Not a clothes whore?
He's probably a clothes whore as well as horse.
Okay, so can I share my experience of what happens next?
Okay, so I got a little anxious and I was almost crying.
I get a call from Deez the night she moves in. I had just spent the entire day moving her in.
not you alone. I had helpers.
That night, I get a call from Deez saying, your mother's out of control. You got to call her and talk to her right now. She just called the leasing agent saying she wants to call the whole thing off.
I texted her.
And I say, what the fuck is going on? And I call you and you go, I don't know. I'm beside myself. There's nowhere to put nowhere to put my linens. There's nowhere to put my groceries.
Yeah. There's no pantry. There was no pantry.
We have to leave. We have to leave?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, we have to leave.
And you should see, by the way, how many goddamn she has 5 refrigerators in this place.
Which is stupid, by the way. That's a poorly designed unit that has like 5 little refrigerators all over.
Have you had any problem fitting your groceries in?
No.
Okay.
But I was...
So then I talk you off the ledge.
I don't even have any groceries.
Then I start getting texts afterwards from Deez saying, how do you know it's going to be a better place? Am I going to be losing all my friends?
Oh, well, I forgot to mention
the two of you guys, I'm having the council and tell you that this is a beautiful apartment you're going to be very happy in.
Yeah, and not only that, but I forgot, like, by the way, like, I don't always counsel you.
When was the last time you counseled me?
Oh, well, why don't we go through the entire podcast episodes and we'll find out. It was very frequently. But anyway,
you might
I
have
forgot to
counsel
to mention
me with the bed bugs in this new place.
Oh my God. Coming full circle, your brother was the one who stirred on this little anxiety attack in me since he said, I don't understand. This place is not so much better than the other place. And you had a whole community where you used to live. Aren't you going to miss that? So he's put that little fragment into my mind and that's how that happened. So yeah, but you did kind of talk me off the ledge.
All right. Speaking of communities, we are, how about this for a transition?
Let's transition off of our anxieties.
We're creating a community on Instagram. We got like, how many, 25,000 followers or something?
Yeah, and
there?
What's really nice about Instagram is that, you know, you could DM us and stuff. It's easy. And
so it turned, check out, we got a voicemail from someone related to watching our Instagram Live, and I want to play that for you right now.
And let's talk about what that Instagram Live is, though, that people don't know what that is. Okay, go. So I've been doing a lot of Instagram and YouTube Lives for years on my my own platform, Karen Lee Live. But so I guess this guy had initially heard one of my platforms, one of my live streams on Karen Lee Love. And so then he somehow found us on the podcast Instagram.
I'm deleting all this.
What?
This is boring as fuck.
I'm just explaining where the live stream idea came from. So we started doing our own live streams and we found out that there's some sort of hooking up going on.
You just ruined the whole voicemail.
All right, play the damn thing.
I was just on your live, Instagram Live. This is Andre. But yeah, I had mentioned to y'all about me meeting someone on one of your mom's last show. I've been chatting for a couple of days, few days, and we find out that she's a porn star, I guess, which doesn't matter, but this is, I don't know, just some random chick that I just happened to meet off the show. So yeah, I was calling in.
There you have it. My mother had given off the punchline, so I guess...
Well, no, the punchline is he met some random shake. What the hell is that?
A shake?
A random shake.
Are you saying... Yeah, I think it's like a chick.
He met some random shake, and he thinks she's a porn star.
Yeah. So we're bringing community together, people.
We are. We are bringing, sliding people in the DMs and everything.
So we do these Instagram Lives. You can follow us at Sex Talk with My Mom.
And participate in our live streams.
Yeah, it's a good way to get to know us and for us to get to know you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So I also wanted to play a voicemail relating to my voice.
Yes.
You know, there was someone who called in maybe a week or two ago saying that my voice was very relaxing and soothing and somehow erotic or arousing. And then my mother made fun of me. If you don't remember that, she said, "How is that possible?" Or something along those lines.
But also, your voice has been equated to Mickey Mouse and things like that.
Uh huh. Okay, so this is
the same person.
The same person giving a follow up.
Hey, so it's me again, the girl who like loves Cam's voice. I just kind of want to explain where I was coming from because I am someone who tends to love certain like accents, and I tend to be drawn towards the more middle to higher pitched voices like around me. It's kind of like, it's like Cam's voice gives me the same effect as when I listen to like ASMR, like I watch a lot of cooking ASMR, and like I don't know, I find his voice attractive. So I just wanted to explain that.
I'm so glad she explained that she likes the middle to upper range of voices. What does that say?
I didn't really think of my voice to being that high, but I guess it is.
Yeah. It sounds, you know, maybe like a little choir boy.
I think you are missing the point that she thinks my voice is like ASMR.
What the hell does that mean?
ASMR is like those people that talk into mics on people on YouTube videos, and it sounds kind of like, now I'm going to.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago. Oh, my God. She likes that kind of stuff?
She loves that shit, and a lot of people do, actually.
What is that, whispering?
It's like kind of whispering, but it's kind of talking in this like very soothing voice.
She thinks your voice is like that?
It allows you to, some people feel like tingles up and down their spine.
Do you?
No, but I can see how people can experience that.
Oh my God, maybe you could be like...
It's like a psychological... It's like a neurological phenomenon.
Maybe you can be the next ASMR phenom.
ASMR. I can start talking like this.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting here watching my little dog.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work as well.
Okay.
It's usually women's voices, by the way.
Can we juxtaposition this with the message we got from Mr. Bean?
Absolutely. Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean does not have...
We haven't heard from you in a while, and we're very happy to receive this one.
Yeah. Hey, this is Mr. Bean, and I'm just busy sending out my dick pics and singing songs and cloning willies all winter long. It's cold and old.
I love this man.
I know. He appeals to the clown side of you.
I mean, every time he gets me, and I think what he's referring to actually is that he sent us a stick figure dick pic.
Yeah.
Which...
I think I misinterpreted that.
You definitely misinterpreted because you didn't see it. I saw it. What you saw was just an audio file that he had left
us. But it looked like a dick.
That also looked like a dick. But either way, he's sending us phallic-related images now. Okay. So that's what you guys are missing out on Instagram.
But we'll try to reprint them, posting them
in our story. Thank you very much for participating in the show, Mr. Bean. I'm glad you're cold and old. That's hilarious. I wanted to just read. We got a lot of responses, a lot of texts from this last episode with Mort the
masturbator,
who ejaculates four times a day.
Right, and I did
sometimes with sex, sometimes with masturbation.
By the way, yeah, I did a survey.
Mm.
On one of our Instagram stories, and it was quite astounding that he is four is one on the low end compared to some of these guys.
No, I think a lot of them said that one day they tried masturbating like the highest amount they could, which is like 11 or something like that.
Oh, okay, that's normal.
Yeah, but this guy is impressive in terms of duration. Every fucking day he's making time for four ejaculations. Are you kidding me?
Well, maybe I need to rephrase the survey.
Yeah, I think it's not like how many times in one day can you do it. It's how many times every day do you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a lot of responses, and I wanted to read two that actually came from women, because we have been hearing a lot of
I want to hear about the women orgasms.
So this one said, masturbation thoughts from a female. If he is not putting out, I masturbate maybe once a week. Truthfully, I try to avoid it because I use a vibrator and solo play desensitizes me to a human touch, making it really hard to come with him. Did I read that clearly?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, she's saying she masturbates about once a week and she tries to avoid it because she's worried about it desensitizing her.
Right. And I think that's silly.
Why?
I think it's common that people are worried that a vibrator will desensitize them, but there have been plenty of studies done from my research, because I've talked about the subject many times over the years, that if you use a vibrator and then you stop using it, your body will adjust back to being as sensitive to finger touch or licks or whatever it is.
Well, I think that she's not saying that that's not the case, but she's saying that
she tries not to use it.
It makes it really hard for her to come with him if she starts using it a lot.
So I have a simple solution.
Huh.
Use it when you come together. Just bring it into the bedroom.
Maybe that's it. But she doesn't sound like she's having a hard time. She's just saying she uses it with, caution. I don't blame her. Listen, I tried that smiling dick thing and I was convinced I couldn't feel the back of my dick for several months.
Yeah, but there was a different reason you were doing it. You weren't doing it
because I wanted to desensitize it.
Yes, but that's not the purpose of most vibrators. They're not to desensitize.
I know, but that
it's called
it's
an
a similar
enhancement,
sensation.
Son. It's an enhancement.
It's an enhancement. Okay, so she masturbates once a week. That's
but I would
her answer.
Like to hear from our listeners. Do you guys ever use vibrators during sex? If so, does it enhance or does it make you only be able to come with a vibrator? And does it matter?
All right. I want to read another one which said, listening to the most recent episode with Mort, who masturbates four times a day, I'm a female and I can masturbate about three times a week and it can take anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, much faster than sex with a partner, which is pretty interesting.
Why? I think that's the same with men, isn't it?
It's a psychological thing. I think when you're by yourself, you can really indulge and you don't need to worry as much about what the other person's thinking. When you're having sex...
You gotta think about the other person.
For one thing, you're thinking about the other person, and another thing is like they might not be doing you exactly how you want to be done.
Right. It's a communication thing. It's just easier. Like you don't have to think about anybody else except yourself. You just be completely selfish.
Yeah. So I think that sounds pretty. One time a week, three times a week. That sounds very similar to what I've heard from guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you know what? I mean, once you start masturbating in front of your partner, it's kind of fun too.
We did get a response about that from a prior episode. This person said, it's actually one of the same people that said she'd masturbate four times or three times a week. So this person said, I wanted to comment on masturbating in front of your partner. I masturbate regularly, and because of your podcast, I'm starting to do it without porn in an effort to get to know my body better. Look at
awesome.
That. But I think it would be too vulnerable to masturbate in front of my partner. I just would feel too awkward. But the thought of my partner masturbating definitely turns me on. I think I would feel awkward watching him, though. I haven't texted in a while, and I just thought I'd share my thoughts. Love the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing. I think we might have already read this, but I just wanted to bring it up again because mutual masturbation in front of each other, I think, can be a very arousing thing in the bedroom.
Have you done this?
No, I actually have not done, but I proposed, and the other person I proposed it to was also thinking it was too awkward.
Oh, I don't understand that. What's wrong with being awkward?
Well, it's a vulnerable thing to show extreme pleasure in front of the other person.
Yeah.
But I think, it could be nice to go there.
Yeah, once you do, then it's even more comfortable.
I recommend going there. I also wanted to thank our patrons for making this show possible.
Thank you.
I wanted to especially thank David for re-upping his $50 pledge. What a boss. You single-handedly are paying for like all of
our stickers,
our new stickers that we are about to order. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. I also wanted to thank Jasmine for a specific message that she sent us. She was wondering how Cam's getting on with the didgeridoo. I myself acquired a beautiful 5-foot didge on my last trip to OZ, but alas, could never wrap my... Is Oz Australia? OZ? What is it?
No
I think
clue.
That is Australia. But alas, could never wrap my head around circular breathing to achieve anything further than a single doleful boring. It is a really cool instrument, though.
Okay.
I'd like to do a little didgeridoo update.
Yeah, let's update. You're obsessed with this goddamn instrument.
And now I'm trying to buy another didgeridoo because I gave the first didgeridoo I bought was a gift for a friend that I became obsessed with. But now, so I ended up giving it to him. So now I'm digitless.
And now I have to give one to my realtor because she talked me off the ledge and she happens to be liking didgeridoos too. So now I've got to give one to her.
Everyone's getting a didgeridoo. So I'm getting another one. Realtor's getting one.
And if you guys want to see that, that's also on our Instagram. You'll see it.
At Single Cam Comedy. If you go today, you're going to see me playing the didgeridoo.
Or we'll try to put one up on Sex Talk with My Mom's Instagram as well.
All right. If you want to become a patron.
For a real treat.
Like Jasmine or David. Please go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Maybe that's where we'll house all your didgeridoo videos. You want to see them? They're going to be on Sex Talk with My Mom. It's a good reason to join Sex Talk with My Mom at Patreon.
All right. Promising other things for me to do. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening.
The birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the yo bros with Jeremy.
Oh, that worked.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.